analysis of what's going on in Gaza is quite interesting. We have a political background to the whole problem. Hamas, as people might not be aware of, has an election coming up shortly in the West Bank, with Abu Mazen's term is ending. And quite frankly, it would be interesting to see how Hamas could fare in an election against Abu Mazen in the West Bank. So they probably broke off the peace which Israel had with them, although rockets came in sporadically, and they fired many rockets to sort of bait Israel into attacking them, which quite frankly worked. Israel, on the other hand, has elections coming up in February. The Kadima Party, which is behind in the polls to Bibi Netanyahu, is looking to, quite frankly, build some type of strength. And a successful incursion into Gaza would be important for them. The United States also plays into the political background with the upcoming transition of power on January 20th with the new president, Barack Obama. And quite frankly, nobody knows Barack Obama's stance on this. He's remained silent, although the press has reported widely that he has said that when he was in Israel, if rockets were coming in where my kids were, I would take care of business. That said, there seems to be quite an interesting amount of political background surrounding what's happening in the Gaza Strip. Now, interestingly enough, I just got back from Eastern Europe, where I was in Poland briefing the Polish government on matters related to security and terrorism. And I had the distinct privilege of interacting with some high-placed officials in Israeli government while I was in Poland. We had some long discussions as to what happened in Lebanon with Hezbollah. And I was told that any new type of operation which would take place against Hamas in Gaza would be quite different from the lessons learned in the Lebanon, and that the plan would be different, and that they would have a significant tactic. They would loosen up the enemy and by day with bombing, and then after a period of loosening, they would move in night because they had the advantage with night vision. And quite frankly, if you're watching what's happening in Gaza, that indeed is taking place. Now, what's interesting is there is a comparison to be made between what happened in the Lebanon with Hezbollah and what's happening now in Gaza. And the distinct advantage is the Israelis' advantage. For one thing, the supply line into Gaza is quite different than the supply line for Hezbollah. Iran has a direct relationship with Hezbollah and supports them with weaponry on a daily basis. Not the case with Gaza. It comes in through Egypt, through tunnels, which Israel is going to try to take care of that, and the supplies there is limited. Also, if you look at Gaza, Gaza is geographically certainly much smaller than the Lebanon, and it makes it different because Israel can control infrastructure support, meaning electricity, water, sewage. They could take care of that while they do their operation. This was not the case against Hezbollah in the Lebanon. And thirdly, Hamas is not as well trained as Hezbollah, and that's important. So the operation that's taking place now is probably going to succeed because of these three reasons. The supply line is different. The training is different between Hamas and Hezbollah, and the geographical region is different. The ultimate plan, I was told, is to cripple the ability of Hamas to lob rockets into Israel. It's not the complete destruction of Hamas. This is nearly impossible. But we can stop arms coming in from Egypt to Gaza. And what's interesting is a reverse fence is going to be built. In other words, we have the fence in the West Bank in which you could stop a terrorist from coming into Israel. And now the deal is to develop a sort of tunnel with debris, filled with debris from a sort of a carping bombing procedure along the Gaza Strip, which would stop weaponry coming in from Egypt into Israel. And this would cut down on the number of rockets that could be fired into Israeli cities, especially the long-range rockets, which Israel fears, because Dimona, where Israel has its nuclear capabilities, reportedly so, is possibly in range from short-range Iranian missiles, and this would be a terrible disaster if it took place. So in the upcoming days, we shall see, I believe, an Israeli victory in the Gaza. Now, back to you, Michael Savage.